Welcome to the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message.
How big were these walls? I told you already. Show a picture. There were two walls. I don't know if you remember, but there was a wall, lower city wall, about 15 feet high. It just marked the territory. Further up on the hill was the city wall, the upper wall. It was 90 feet high. And I wondered if these walls could talk, what they would say. Let me pump the brakes, because every one of you, or many of you, have walls in your life, kind of like the enemy. And I'm not talking about people, but things that seem to impede your progress. I wonder what these walls could say to the children of Israel while they're marching around. I think the walls, if they could have talked that day, they might have said, "This is where your journey ends." You see, the promised land was just past Jericho. It was their destiny. It was their inheritance. But if these walls could talk, they'd say, "Israel, your journey ends here. The line is drawn here. This is where you stop. No advancing beyond this point." The walls might have said, if they, "This is our territory. You're not stepping into your inheritance. You're not going to step into any destiny. You're not going to come to the land of milk and honey, because we're here and we're going to stop you." What walls are you facing? What wall? And if they could talk, what would they say? What is your wall? A family mess? Is it an impending divorce? Is there addiction in your house? And it seems like you lay down at bed at night and the enemy whispers in your ear, "You're never going to get over this." Is it something in your past? Is it a sickness, a career that has crashed and burned? Is it an empty bank account? What wall are you facing? Don't think for a minute that this unstoppable God is limited or intimidated by those walls. I said, God is not intimidated by the size of those walls, and he's not intimidated by your walls either. With God, there are no limits, there are no boundaries. Walls may intimidate you, but they don't intimidate God. and they probably got discouraged with all this walking around, but a seventh day was coming. And every day, even though they were discouraged, they wanted to see the victory, so they just kept walking. Though they were discouraged, they just kept walking. And they wondered if it was ever going to happen, but they just kept walking. God is faithful. They knew that they had a promise. And then here's what God said in Joshua chapter, I believe it is chapter 6. Go ahead, put it up. Here's what God said. Take the ark. Somebody say the ark of the covenant. That's the power and the presence of God. And let the priests bear the trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. Here's what he says. Go. Verse 16. At the seventh time, when you walk around seven times on the seventh day, here's what he said. Blow the trumpets. Anybody got a trumpet? All right, forget it. And then he says, shout. The trumpets are going to blow. And then he says, I want you to shout. Most of the times, we shout after the victory. Oh, help a preacher out here. I said, most of the time, we shout best after the victory. But sometimes God wants you to shout before the victory. Help me, somebody. So I said, sometimes God wants you to shout before the victory. And sometimes you got to sing when nobody's singing. Praise when it looks impossible. And shout to God even when it looks like it's never going to happen. Somebody say amen out loud to that. Hallelujah. He said, the horns are going to blow, and I want you to shout. And some of you today are walking in prophetic certainty. You know that God promised it. It's going to come to pass. And I know what you're thinking. I'll shout when it happens. I'll shout when the addiction leaves my family. I'll shout when my marriage gets better. I'll shout after I get some financial prosperity. You got it backwards? I said, you got it backwards. It's time to praise right now. I said, but I don't want no sad song. I said, I don't want no sad song. Play me something that sounds happy. I said, sometimes you got to shout before the victory. I said, sometimes you got to praise when it looks impossible. You got to sing and worship when it looks like it's dark. Because there is power in praise. There is power in your shout. Power. Somebody stand up on your feet. Somebody get up on your feet and give the Lord a shout. Will you give the Lord a shout of praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help me out. Help me out. Give him a shout. Give him a praise. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Somebody's walking in prophetic certainty. Somebody's waiting for a promise. Turn this thing up. Somebody needs to shout now. Don't wait. Shout now. Sing now. Praise now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. And the Bible says, when they shouted, what's it say? Verse 16, 20. When they shouted, when they blew the trumpets, with a great shout, the wall fell. Somebody shout, the wall fell. Somebody shout, the wall fell. Shout it out, the wall fell. And the people went up, watch, watch, watch. They went into the city and they captured the city. Didn't the promise say, I have given you the city? Didn't the promise say, I have already given you the city? For them, it was in their future, but for God, somebody shout, it was already done. And right here, every day they walked around the walls, Reuben, they walked in prophetic certainty. Pastor Johnny, you never heard about this before. That's why I brought you here, so you could learn. Every day when they were discouraged and saw nothing happening, they just kept walking. Tap your neighbor and say, neighbor. I said, tap your neighbor, say, neighbor. Just keep walking. Say, if God said it, if he promised it, he will perform it. The walls came down. I said, the walls came down. And can I share this today? That if you have a promise from God, even if there's walls talking smack to you, they will come down. And you will go in. And God, you will live in the blessing of the Lord. Can I get an amen in the house? Manny, I was down there this morning when you were singing that song. I love your passion, bro. I said, I'm going to change this whole thing up. Because I want you to sing that song again. You did get my message, right? Did you get my message? Amen. Some supernatural seismic activity came. And God did what they thought was impossible. Could I encourage you, don't get caught up in your world of natural thinking. I said, don't get caught up in your world of natural thinking when you have a supernatural God. No power, no evil force, no hell sent weapon formed against you, no man-made progress, no human being is able to stand up to, impede the progress of, or stop the power of God. Whatever you're facing, it might be bigger than you, but it's not bigger than God. God looks at your crisis, your walls, your need, and instead of standing on the sidelines, he interferes and he steps in. He does for you what we could never do for ourselves. I don't care how big your walls are. We faced broke. We faced addiction and near-death experiences. I've seen high walls, and I've heard the devil shouting at me. It's never going to change. But we are not the hero of the story. We just kept on walking. I said we just kept on walking. And today we have seen the victory. The walls have fallen and we're living large. I said we're living large. I said we're living large. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about large, living in the blessing of the Lord. Can I say in closing, your sin is no match for this unstoppable God. Your addiction is no match. Your marriage that's broken is no match. There is no need in your life that exceeds his unstoppable power. Could I say this? God can get you where you are to where he wants you to be. If you will let the Holy Spirit lead and follow him. in obedience. Amen? Now I'm tired. So you take over.
Come on, sing it out.
Walking around these walls.
Hallelujah.
And I thought by now they fall. But you have never failed me yet.
If there's anybody believing the Lord for a miracle, I'd like you to come down and sing around the practice
waiting
altar.
Waiting for change to
If you're waiting come. For change to come.
Knowing the battle.
If you're believing God for something miraculous.
For you have never failed me.
I'd like you to be bold and brash enough to leave your seat and come to this altar and sing it out loud.
The promise still
your
stands.
Promise still stands.
Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness.
Come on, get in closer, get in closer. More people are coming. Please, come in closer. Come in closer.
This is my confidence.
Just come on in nice and close. More people are coming. More people are coming. Please move in close. I won't bite you. Please move in close. Sing it, Maddie. Your word.
Your word will come to
yes. Yes.
My heart will sing your praise again.
Anybody believe that? I'm going to sing it right now.
Jesus, you're still enough.
Yes, Lord.
Keep me within your love. Sing your praise again.
Come on, believe with me today. I'll believe with you.
Promise still stands.
Oh, great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness.
I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail. No!
Daddy. Listen.
Your promise still stands.
Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness.
Oh, I'm still in your hands.
This is my confidence.
Amen.
I don't know about you.
Your promise stands.
It blesses me.
It's your faithfulness.
Your faithfulness.
I'm still in your hands.
This is my
confidence.
You never fail.
Time I've seen you move the mountains. Can we do that one more time? Because I ain't even ready to go home. I said, I ain't even ready to go home. I'm going to give him a praise. I'm going to give him a shout.
Stretch out your hands towards heaven today. Come on, let's declare victory over your lives.
Hallelujah.
Come on, sing.
Hallelujah. Come on, one more time.
Sing it out.
Hallelujah.
I've seen you.
Take home with you today.
One last time, your promise.
Your promise still stands.
Sing it with him.
Great is your faithfulness.
Come on.
Your faithfulness still in your hands. Confident, you've never failed.
A momentary setback, a momentary failure, moments of tears and doubt, even discouraging days. Do not stop an unstoppable God who delivers unstoppable promises, who has an unstoppable plan, and has shown me and has shown you many times His unstoppable power. That's the God I serve. Amen. I'm praying for a powerful, amazing, breakthrough, victorious 2019. Not because it's cool to say it the new year, but because I'm imploring the power, praying for the power of the Holy Spirit. Whom with all things are possible.
Praise God.
And I want to, Maddie, I want to get right in behind the ark. I want to follow where he's leading. Because where he leads, walls come down. Can I get an amen in the house?
Amen.
We're about to leave. And we're going home now. But be honest with you, I could crank this thing up for another 20 minutes. But I know you want to get home to your little pregame. Lunch, so I'll be respectful of your time. But I pray that you won't wait till the victory to shout. And I pray that if you've struggled with hanging on to the promise, you're just walking in prophetic certainty. And if you've gotten God out of his place, because whenever God's out of his place out front, Whenever God's out of his place, everything in my life is out of its place. Let's just put God back into first place. Let's follow him.
We hope you enjoyed the Daily Word from the Fountain. The Fountain of Life is located at 2035 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either of our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131 or visit our website at flcnj.org. On behalf of Pastor Russ, thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.